This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Paul Zuckerwar, PaulZuckerwar Jr. Date of birth 02/02/1967. Date of appointment 10/7/2025. Requesting physician Douglas Haas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S-H-A-A-S-D-O. Dear Dr. Haas, please write Douglas Haas, M.D. Dear Dr. Haas, I have the pleasure of seeing Paul Zuckerwar today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was recently diagnosed with TIA. His symptom was left facial droop, balance issue. This happened in August 9, 2025. He was taken to the hospital where workup including CT angiogram of the head and neck and MRI of the brain done. He has a bilateral carotid stenosis of 65% and MRI of the brain did not show any stroke. His aspirin was increased to 325 milligram daily and rizovastatin 10 milligram daily. Since he came from the hospital, he still have trouble in speech. He is having frequent fall and he wears a helmet for that. His memory is not good. He is in unsteady on his gait. At times he is very good and at times he becomes unsteady. His speech becomes slurred as the days goes on. He becomes irritable and agitated. He fell one time also. He is getting physical therapy. He has a diagnosis of dementia. At time he does not respond. His response time is delayed. He dozed off easily. He becomes frustrated. Past medical history: hypokalemia, dementia, diverticulosis of the large intestine, intolerance to lactose, benign prostatic hyperplasia, allergic rhinitis, chronic pain, insomnia, hypercholesterolemia, essential hypertension, polycystic kidney disease, GERD, dysphagia, hyponatremia, migraine, impulse control disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, moderate mental retardation, past surgical history not available, allergy to lisinopril, bird bee products, medication, allergy relief, amlodipine, aspirin 325 milligrams, biotin, bisoprolol, Flomax, haloperidol, hydrochlorothiazide, Chlorcon, lactase enzyme, lorazepam, melatonin, memantine 10 mg 2 times daily, naproxen, Nexium, olanzapine 5 mg daily, polyethylene glycol, rizovestatin, simethicone, sumatriptan, topiramate. Trazodone, Tylenol, vitamin D3, Zyprexa 10 mg daily. Socialisti does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the group home. Family is not available. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having a speech problem, agitation, irritation, balance problem, frequent fall, physical examination, blood pressure 80 over 50, heart rate 68, respiratory rate 14, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 3 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, spasticity present. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. He came to the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan. 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, mental retardation. Number three, history of TIA. Number four, agitation. Number five, anxiety. Number six, bilateral carotid stenosis. Number seven, rule out epilepsy. Number eight, migraine. Number nine, frequent fall. Number 10, chronic pain. Next paragraph. Overall, he is very stable. His workup is negative, including MRI of the brain. His speech issue can be due to dementia. Rarely, it can be due to seizure or myasthenia gravis. I will start Aricept 5 mg PO daily, if not started before. I will also order EEG. Please send the acetylcholine receptor antibodies with the next blood draw. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.